Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Remember Abram? He didn't stagger in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. What the Bible say? He considered not his own body. It was there. It was talking to him every day. Every day when he looked in the mirror, it's saying, hey, you are old man. You're too old for this. Every time he looked at his wife, you know, she's older. She couldn't conceive when she was 20. Things are talking to him, and things will talk to you in this life. That pile of bills will talk to you. Come on, have you heard it? That pile of bills will say, hey, you're never going to pay this. Where are you going to get this money? Your symptoms will talk to you, but you have to say, shut up, shut up, shut up. The Lord told me that he would supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. That's all you got to pick. You have to pick to listen to one and not listen to the other. Listen to the instructions for being healed. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Huh? Now, how many understand you can't listen to the other thing? Now, I hope you don't misunderstand around here. We thank God for good doctors. We do. A lot of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for good doctors and good nurses and good medical folks. But they're not the healer. And you don't want to just put your life in the hands of any man. That was too weak. Do not ever just put your life into the hands of any preacher or any lawyer or any doctor or anybody. No, the reason I tell you that, because there are a lot of preachers, there's a lot of lawyers, there are a lot of doctors that'll try to get you to do it. You don't know, I know, just shut up and do what I say. Don't do it. Amen. Did you hear me? Amen. Hear from God. Have faith. A lot of people don't want to do that because if something goes wrong, they want to blame somebody. But if you listen to somebody, they give you bad counsel and it messes up your life, it's your fault. I'm going to say that again real slow. If somebody gives you bad advice, gives you bad counsel, I don't care who they're supposed to be and how important they're supposed to be. They give you bad counsel and it messes up your life. Whose fault is it? It's your fault for listening to it and doing it. Because you got the Holy Ghost. You have access to God in prayer. You have a Bible. You could have heard from the Lord. But a lot of people are too lazy. They don't want to do that. You just tell me what to do. You just decide and save me having to pray and find out. And then, of course, if it goes wrong, I can blame you too. Well, it's still your fault. It is. Be responsible. Take responsibility for your own life and your decisions. And then you'll come out so much better. We're in Mark. Go with me over to the Hebrews chapter I was telling you about. Hebrews chapter 3. In Hebrews 10, hold your place in 3, because we are going there. But read this first. Hebrews 10, 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water, and let us hold fast the profession or confession, as some say, of our faith, what? Without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. We've talked about this already. We talked about the faithful part some last week. And man, you can't meditate on that too much. The reason Sarah received, because she judged God faithful. But we are to hold fast. Keep that in mind. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. And go back now to the third chapter. Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3 and 14. Hebrews 3, 14 says, we are made partakers of Christ if. That's a qualifying word. Yes, If we what? Hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. It's not enough just to believe God like a house of fire for 3 days and quit. You got to believe God how long? Well, what does the scripture say? How long? To the end. To the end of what? Well, whatever it is you're believing God about, believe God to the end of it. Well, I've been standing, Brother Keith, for 2 years. And well, are you to the end of it? Have you seen it? Is it done? Well, then you need to keep standing. Stay after it. Now, see, that goes right along with holding fast your confession. That's a part of holding the beginning of your confidence. If your confidence is there, then your words are going to be there. You're going to be, your words of confidence and faith are going to be just like they were when you first started out. If it was based on the word, it should be the same, because that sure reads the same. If you were saying, I'm healed, the Bible still says you are. So it's not going to change. You don't change. And he went on to say, we're made partakers if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And skip on down to chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Everybody say rest. For unto us was the gospel the good news preached or proclaimed, as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now, there's a whole message there. Is it possible for two people to sit side by side, hear exactly the same thing, one be immeasurably blessed, and the other one be bored? One get all kind of benefit, both then and years to come, out of what they heard. The other get no benefit. And they heard the same thing. What would be the difference? One mixed faith with what they heard. The other one did not. It's just like chemistry. You got elements that separated are, what's the word? Inert. But you mix them together and you get something. I mean, in this bottle, you can move it around. You can slush it. You can, you know, pour it out. Nothing. This other one, you can move it around. You can throw it out. You can put a match in it. Nothing. But don't mix two drops of them. And I'm telling you, the devil is scared of this. He's scared you're going to mix them. And so you got people talking about the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel. And you got some people talk about faith, but no word. Word, but no faith. Faith, but no word. Faith without works is dead. Inert. Oh, but wow. When you can find a place where you can get some real word and some real faith. Whoo, watch out. Watch out. We'll have some explosion around here. Some healing explosions and prosperity explosions and deliver. What are you talking about? God's power manifesting and things getting done. The Lord gave me a chorus along that line years and years ago. Mix faith with the power and the answer will come. Mix faith with the power and the work will be done. In a bad situation, it's a real combination. Mix them today and blow the devil away. So, mix them today. Verse 3. For we which have believed, what happens to us? We enter into rest. How can we tell if we're doubting? If we're doubting, we're wavering. If we're, and we're staggering. If we're doing that, we're unsettled. We're vexed because of not picking the right thing to get settled on. We don't have peace. When Peter began to look at the wind and the waves, was he resting anymore? No, he's alarmed. He's scared. He's unsettled. Now he's trying to look at Jesus and he's looking at the wind and the weather. Can you see what's happening to him? Evident that he is duo-wing. He is being of two minds. He's wavering. He's doubting. He starts going down. But when you're in faith, what happens? We which believe, what happens to us? We enter into. Can you be in rest even though there's a storm raging round about you? Peter must have had that in the beginning of stepping out. What was it like? I mean, the wind is howling, the salt water spraying him in the face, the waves are kicking up, the boat's filled with water. All this is going on, but I believe when he first stepped out of there, all he can see is Jesus. And all he can hear is that word come, and it's like he's in a bubble. It's all going on, but it's like he's in a safe place. He's in another place. Is it possible to live in the same geographical location, but live in a different world? It is. Because you don't just live out here. You live in your mind, in your spirit. You live in your awareness. And we're to live in God. Our life is in him. Our awareness and reality is to be in him. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when you are in faith in an area, you enter into that place underneath the everlasting arms in the secret place of the Most High, and you get into a place of rest. It might be in the middle of the emergency room at the hospital. It might be in the middle of a crime that somebody's trying to commit. But in the middle of it, when you get in faith, everything else is subdued. I've experienced this a few times in a pronounced way in my own life and Phyllis and my life. Some situations where we were in, you know, you would think grave danger, but I mean all at once. We just made a decision. You know, it ain't time to get scared. It ain't time to scream. It ain't time to fall apart. It's time to believe God. You know, one thing that'll help you tremendously is just to lose all fear of death. So what if you die? What if you die? Well, what if you did? People think dying's the worst thing that could happen to you. For a child of God? What's dying? You're out of here. But you enter into, somebody said out loud, rest, rest, rest.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Rest, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104K. That's R1104K. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.